Been there, done that. It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great animal stuff that we post during the week for your entertainment and education and alerts sometime as well. There's one pet food recall I didn't get to yet on the air, and posted that up. Had to do with Hill's prescription foods for cats, as I recall. But it's up there on the Animal World Facebook page. And just so you know, we are entertaining. We'd like to entertain a new backup call screener for Animal World. So we have a volunteer call screener position open, and it's your opportunity to get behind the scenes, see what happens here, to become a real part of the Animal World family here. And Kathy could use some backup. And once you get trained and you know what's going on, it really is fun and easy to do. And once you know the job, then you don't have to be here every Sunday if you don't want to be, but you can be a backup for Kathy, or you can be here if you'd like to be. So if you are interested in being a volunteer call screener for Animal World, you can shoot me an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can give me a call at my home office at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, we are having a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday today on Animal World, and that means as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I work with people privately in their homes or over the phone to help them resolve any behavior training and healing issues they've got going on with their animals. So I'm entertaining your phone calls. Also, if there's any animal-related topic on your mind that you'd like to chat about, now would be your opportunity for that as well. And I think before I get back on the phone again, we might as well do a missing link giveaway. So how about we say missing link phrase of the day, Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. That works. Okay. So if you would like a free bag of missing links sent to your doorstep, there are 3 formulas for dogs, including a senior formula, a cat formula, a vegetarian formula for both dogs and cats and other house critters, a bird formula, and a poultry formula, all of which we would be delighted to give you. So deal would be pick up the phone right now. If you're 18 years or older and haven't won a contest on this show or any other on KKNW in the last 30 days, then you are eligible. And the numbers to call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Alrighty, so call for Missing Link anytime now if you would like to have it sent to your home. Alrighty, we are going to go back to Trina in Kent. Good morning again, Trina.
Good morning.
And we are talking to you about your 13-year-old rescue Papillon Terrier named Nicky. You've had him since about 3 years old. It's about 10 years he's been with you. We've got a very new problem going on. And my understanding is, like, you're in the upstairs part of the house.
Uh-huh.
And then you said the boy's dad is in the basement of the house?
Correct.
And Nicky sleeps down there with that guy?
Until he leaves for work at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. And that's been going on for a long time, right?
Yes, that has been.
And Nicky was fine with that. He'd get up, go to work, and then Nicky would just... Does Nicky come upstairs at that point?
Yeah, Nicky would go upstairs into the TV room, and there are 2 other dogs that he would be with, actually 1 other dog that he would be with, and none of that has changed.
Okay. Now, the first thing I was wondering about is when, you know, the fellow that lives downstairs and that Nicky sleeps with, does he take Nicky out for potty or anything before he goes to work?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
So he takes him out and potties him, then he brings him back in, and then off to work he goes.
Correct.
And in the past, Nicky would just then come upstairs and hang with the other dog.
In the TV room.
And sleep until you got up.
Correct.
Okay, but in the last month, that's changed, and now when this guy goes off to work, Nicky does come upstairs and then starts barking?
Correct.
And so that's been going on for about a month. I'm wondering, how is Nicky behaving normally in every other sense of the word? I mean, how's his health, you know, his eating and all of that sort of thing? Anything else changed or?
Not that I know. No, not that I can tell. I don't see anything different. I did want to tell you, on Friday, the boy's dad took Nicky into the vet because this is a problem. And Nicky came home with one of those swaddle vests.
Thunder vest? Thunder shirt?
And I don't see, of course, it was only Friday, but I see no difference.
So they're putting the thunder shirt on Nicky before he goes to work?
Well, you know what? The boy's dad left for Oregon for the weekend, so I don't have a lot of instructions on how Nikki is supposed to be using that.
Okay, well, if that's what it is, if it's a thunder shirt, it is based on the swaddling principle.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a little vest that you put on the dog, and it kind of like hugs them. You know, it's kind of like tight, and it kind of squeezes them. And the theory being that swaddling often calms infants down, well, it sometimes calms dogs down, too. And the reason, the at least, and you may not have an actual thunder shirt because they are maybe knockoff designs, but the original ones were called thunder shirts. And that's because they were used, you know, when like a thunder and lightning storms and dogs that are sound sensitive, you put the thunder shirt on them, and some dogs would be more calm and less reactive with the thunder shirt on. Okay? So does that make sense to you?
It makes sense. I will tell you that, so that was Friday. So he slept with it Friday night and last night, and there was no change. However, my question is, am I supposed to be taking that off or leaving it on all the time? Do I take it off in the morning?
No, no. In fact, if I were using as a behavior therapist, now, and I'll tell you as a behavior therapist, I see these working sometimes and most of the time not helping.
Yeah,
and then
well,
some gray areas in between. But in theory, the way you would use that is that, say that, you know, if the guy's still there and Nikki sleeps with him during the night, he'd take him out and potty him, bring him back in, and then before he leaves, he'd put the thunder shirt on him. And then the thunder shirt would stay on him until you got up, you know, and were with them again, and then you'd take it off.
So but, it's very fortuitous that I would be driving to a friend's this morning and you're on the radio, because this is a problem that we're trying to hone in on.
Right.
And I don't know what your position is, but I do want to ask about Benadryl. I hear about giving dogs Benadryl. Where are you at on that?
Well, you know, I've been doing this for so many years, Trina, that I don't buy into a lot of absolutes. And what works in one situation does not always work in others. Now, there are some things that you might ask me about I might have a really valid and and definite opinion on and advice for or against. But Benadryl is used, you know, that's what, you know, people take for allergies.
Right.
It's used sometimes for animals for allergies. Sometimes it is used as sort of a sedation sort of thing because it tends to make you drowsy. So sometimes it's used for that. It's not something that I like have in my arsenal or that I would do, but you know, I don't think that it is necessarily a bad or a wrong thing to do on an occasional basis.
Right.
But
I really need to get some sleep.
Yeah, this not probably wouldn't be my first choice in this situation.
Okay.
But it sounds like too that we have a different situation going on right now, because the gentleman in question, he's gone for the weekend. Is that the deal?
Yeah, so it is a little bit different right in this moment. Yes, you're right.
Okay, so how long has he been gone?
Just Friday morning, and he's coming back today.
Okay, so that means Saturday night and Sunday night he wasn't there. So where did Nikki sleep last night and the night before?
Well, for a lot of the night, I let him bark. And then at one point, I did let him, because I need to sleep. I let him into my room, and he's fine if he's in my room. I really don't want that to be a habit.
Okay. So with the man gone downstairs, and Nikki didn't sleep through the night and then start barking in the morning. He just barked the whole night long.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that dogs do get, you know, I mean, as they get older, can get some senility type stuff, you know,
like
humans do. That's why I was asking you about, you know, how is his behavior otherwise? Is he acting more clingy, more, you know, how's he feeling and that sort of thing? It could be related to that sort of thing.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
And if that's the case, you know, if it's sort of a senility sort of thing, sometimes, you know, they all of a sudden they get lonelier. They have more of a panic situation. They feel like they need to know where you are and be where you are. Sometimes a barking like that, it happens once for a specific reason, like, geez, I really have to go to the bathroom or whatever, and we get up and do something about it, and then it becomes a habit because they know it gets your attention.
Okay,
so you could be inadvertently reinforcing it because a random reward is the strongest way of strengthening canine behavior. Okay, so if you know, for 9 nights in a row, you let them bark all night and you don't get up, but that 10th night, you think, oh, geez, I just can't stand it. I'm going to let him in the room because I got to go to sleep. You let him in the room. You think he's going to remember those 9 nights that nothing happened. No, he remembers night number 10. It worked. I got in the bedroom. So it's always worth barking because it might be that time you let me in.
Okay.
So, see, if you've done it sporadically, you've let him in, then we're randomly reinforcing the behavior.
Oh, so what do you recommend at this point?
Well, like I said, there's lots of different things that we can do. And the good news for you, Trina, if you've got time, I don't have anybody else on the phones.
Oh.
Okay, so we can chat. Now, we have to take care of advertisers. I got to get in current events, but we can take our time chatting through this. And so it is kind of fortuitous you were listening in the show, but I'd say, you know, some divine guidance going on here because
I get it.
Yeah. So there's we want to keep in mind though at his, you know, 13 years, you know, with a Papillon Terrier, you know, that's an older dog. It isn't like major elderly. But you're getting, I would say 13 to 15 is probably an average lifespan. So, you know, you're getting to the top of that. So we certainly could have something going on either mentally or physically, that sort of thing. So one thing that you could do, because I'm just going to take you through all the kind of different options that we have.
Okay.
One thing, remember we talked earlier in the show, we were talking about Darcy Pariso, our animal communicator. She is an excellent source to tap sometimes just to have her tune in to the animal and find out what's going on from the animal's perspective. Oh, God, I'm scared to death and I think I've been abandoned. Or, I can't, whatever's going on, or, you know, I don't feel good, or, you know, I'm not thinking clearly, or if she can get a handle on a lot of things. Now, she won't be on the show again until, let's see, the second Sunday of July, but she's available, you know, to work with privately. She also has an email thing, you know, 1 or 2 questions for like $15. So she can be really inexpensive. So jot down her contact information. It's Darcy Pariso.
I don't have a pen and a pencil.
Oh, okay. Well, what you can, if you can remember my website, MarthaNorwalk.com, if you can remember that, when you can get to your computer and go to MarthaNorwalk.com, if you hang on the home page, a link will flash that says Darcy Pariso.
Okay.
And that
okay.
will link you to her website. So we could always, now that we have, you know, animal communicators that are so good at tuning into really specific details, and she is, that's one thing you can do to find out what's going on from the dog side of, and that can be very helpful in then terms of us knowing, you know, which angle to go at here. That's option. There's another option would be in lines that rather than the Benadryl to calm the dog down, would be flower essences or crystal essences.
Oh, okay.
There are homeopathic essences you can get at most good pet stores.
Okay.
Homeopet is a good line. And they make, you know, an anxiety and a calming product. Vicky Draper makes crystal essences that are designed for that sort of thing. Those things can be helpful. We talked about Dr. Nils Rasmussen and his bioenergetic synchronization technique. He works either in person, hands-on with animals, or he works remotely. Sometimes him doing a treatment on an animal like this with an acute problem will help stabilize it. Now, he'll be in the studio again the second Sunday of June, mm-hmm. so we can get a free treatment there.
Mm-hmm.
And then otherwise, we may be looking at let's cover the simple bases of, well, how would we deal with a barking problem?
Mm-hmm.
And now it sounds like with the thunder shirt, you know, I told you how, you know, I'd use it would be, uh-huh. you know, we'd put it on him before the guy leaves, you know, for work.
Uh-huh.
And he would have it on until you got up. I mean, you could still try that when he comes back.
Sure.
But it doesn't sound like it made much difference over the weekend,
no.
even though you probably weren't using it exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt
mm-hmm.
that's going to solve the problem.
I don't think so either.
Now, there's something to be said for good communication and talking to Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can communicate telepathically and empathetically with their animals. It happens whether you believe it or understand it or not. But you can certainly have a chat with him. You talk to him out loud in English, not because we expect him to understand the language, but mm-hmm. it helps you let him know that you're communicating, and you focus mm-hmm. your mind on what you're saying and imagine it in your mind. They get
okay.
the pictures, and they feel what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, hey, Mr. Nikki, this has become a problem. It's important that you sleep through the night and be quiet. And I know you're okay when Dad's here and you sleep with him, but when he gets up in the morning, he's going to take you out and potty you. You come back in and come up with the other dog, and you need to stay with the other dog and be quiet until I get up. Okay? And remind him what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes just telling them what they're supposed to do can be very effective in helping. Also, remember that thought directs energy, and they are very telepathic, so it's mm-hmm. real important that you not go into negative thinking, and
mm-hmm.
that when you know, lay down to go to sleep at night, I don't want you laying there thinking, oh, God, I'm not going to get a good night's sleep, because as soon as Bozo leaves, then Nikki's going to be barking, I'm going to be up all night. And if you're running those programs, and you're worrying about it, and you're thinking about it, you
uh-huh.
can amplify it and make the problem
sure.
worse. Okay,
sure.
So your job is to start changing what you consciously believe to be true and expect from Nikki. And it's like doing mental affirmations. Whenever you think about him, you talk to him, or you talk about him, I want you training your own mind to think and speak in terms of what you want. That Nikki is a good sleeper. He understands that after, you know, so-and-so leaves for work, that he comes upstairs, he sleeps with the other dog, and he's quiet and calm until I get up and come out of my room in the morning. So, you know, he sleeps through the night. He's always quiet. Just get that program going in your mind, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
Then I think before, you know, we try, you know, get all sophisticated and do a bunch of all kinds of other stuff, we just
uh-huh.
try the simple
mm-hmm.
thing, which would be a sound interruption and a negative association with the barking.
Mm-hmm.
So, because remember, it's that random reward. If you all,
yeah.
you know, you give up and then let him in your room,
mm-hmm.
then that's the pattern that will
mm-hmm.
begin. Now,
mm-hmm.
there'd be nothing wrong with you saying, Trina, well, you know, he's old. He's our beloved, you know, old dog friend, and we love him dearly, and he's obviously not secure anymore without a human around. So, you know, when so-and-so goes to work, you know, before he goes to work, he can just let him in my room.
Well, you know, while you were talking,
mm-hmm.
there is a part of me somewhere deep that is considering that.
Okay. Well, just know that would be okay.
Okay.
You know, and it just may be that he's getting older and more insecure
yeah.
and he wants to be around someone. So you have to get into your heart and decide, you know, because that's the simple solution is open your door or let the, you know, the other person let him in and he comes and sleeps with you for the rest of the night. That way he's happy, he's quiet. So, you know, you could think of the reasons why don't I want him in the bedroom? Now, if it's just because you have a generic belief system, dogs don't belong in the bedroom, well, then I'd say, Trina, get over yourself, and dogs are fine in the bedroom. So what's the problem? Does he stink? Well, then start bathing him and grooming him. You know, if there's a reason that the reasons that he's not in there with you, then I would address those issues. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely, and I'm leaning towards that. You also brought me back to something that I think I need to really look at, and I did think about before, is that idea of possible senility setting in, because this appears to be all of a sudden, and maybe it's not. Maybe I need to take a closer look at that.
Yeah, and look at that, and that's something that Darcy could help with. See, we could get Darcy to tune in, and are all his wires not quite connected still? And then that's where Dr. Nels can help with that bioenergetic synchronization stuff. So, see, there's lots of stuff. And so now you've just got to listen. You know what you're doing now on Sunday mornings, don't you? You're listening to Animal World. And, then you got to call in and take advantage, because I collect all these really good people that are really good at working at all this stuff. The other thing you can do is call on Saturday the 29th, the last Sunday of this month, is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill is great, and we ought to pick his brain on what could be going on underlying this on a physical level. You know, maybe this is something he sees a lot or whatever. So we can check on that. And then we can get Darcy, we can get Dr. Bill and all of that, and Dr. Nels working on all this stuff. But in the meantime, I want you to have a heart to heart as to why you don't want him in the bedroom, because the simple solution seems to be find a convenient way for him to come into the bedroom, and then everything's solved. Now, if you
know, I do have some ideas in my head that are maybe kind of silly.
All right. So, hold on to those ideas, because they're not silly. And guess what? No one else has called. So, I guess, you know, I'm being guided to work with you today, which is just fine. But we need to take care of advertisers. So, you hold on. We'll take care of advertisers and we'll come back and hear about those silly ideas. And eventually, I'm going to tell you what to do about the barking if we just want to try to stop it. Okay. All right. So, you hold on. And we're going to take care of advertisers. Everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and it's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and we are in the middle of a discussion with Trina in Kent. We're talking about her 13-year-old rescue palm Papillon Terrier mix, Nikki, who has a barking problem that has just been going for the last month. And what happens is Nikki sleeps downstairs with Dad until Dad goes to work at 4 or 5 in the morning. And then Nikki used to just come upstairs and sleep with the other dog. But now he barks the whole time. And so we're discussing what to do about all of that. Now, Trina, you're still with me?
Yep.
All right. I just thought I'd ask, because we have Missing Link supplement to give away, and mm-hmm. we didn't get a call on that either. And I'm thinking that this might be a good thing for Nikki to have.
Wow.
The senior formula, Kathy, because that's the good New Zealand green mussel and stuff. And in case this is a senior issue and he's getting on the senile side, let's get a good supplement into him.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So now, Kathy, do you have what you need from Trina for the giveaway? Do you have her address and everything? Okay. So, Trina, when we hang up,
mm-hmm.
okay, when I let you go, Mike's going to put you on hold so Kathy can pick you up and get the information
awesome.
From you she needs to give you the missing link, okay?
Yeah, very generous. Thank you.
All right. So we'll do that to cover some bases for senior Nikki. Now, you said you had some silly ideas. What were you thinking?
Well, not different than a previous caller who talked about how, you know, I was raised on an old country road in Oregon on the Fannie M River, and, mm-hmm. you know, we had our dogs were just kind of drop-off dogs.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't take them to the vet. You know, we were far enough off the road that they were just outside, and
yeah.
you didn't bathe them.
Okay. That's where no dogs in the bedroom comes from.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, now that he's raised, he didn't start in the bed. His golden retriever doesn't stay there all night, but he usually starts on the bed and then comes back on the bed in the morning. Fortunately, I have a Tempur-Pedic, so it doesn't make a lot of waves or anything.
Uh-huh.
But I share my bed with a golden retriever and 5 cats. So
okay.
And it's what I wouldn't trade it for the world. I absolutely love it. Now, sometimes I can't move, okay? But I wouldn't trade it for the world. So
yeah.
So you're thinking that maybe you need an attitude change here?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, I actually thought along the lines that where you've gone, and that is, you know, just let him in.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have thought about that. It just kind of warmed my heart because we don't know how much longer
he's
going to be around.
Very
and
true.
If he does have a senility or a panic attack thing going on and the idea of just him having comfort,
right.
There is nothing wrong with that. So you've taken me back around with some information probably where I need to go.
I think, you know, some checking more along these lines. And if it were up to me, if I was in charge of the world, I'd just say, well, let's bathe him, groom him, let's do what needs to be so he's, you know, a cleaned up guy, and then he gets to sleep in the bedroom. That would be my choice.
Yeah.
But with some cases, and there are people listening, I'm sure, that there are situations where that isn't possible for legitimate reasons, like we've got allergies or there's some reason why the dog can't be in the room. Did you have any other silly ideas?
Because
that wasn't silly. That was actually a good idea.
Yeah, no, I'm just realizing where some of this is stemming from.
Yeah,
no,
okay. Well, see, and that's why sometimes, I just love spirit and I just trust. And isn't it just synchronicity that you first time were listening to the show and for the first time nobody else is calling in, it's just me and Trina, because we probably wouldn't have gotten to this point if we didn't have the time to chat our way through this. I mean, isn't it wonderful how spirit works? Okay, well, I just say everything that happens today, everything that's happening is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution, and apparently for yours too, Trina. So,
well, it's very, very powerful for me that all this has happened, and I look forward to the day that I get a chance to meet you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, yeah, this is great. So, all right. So anyway, let's, Kathy had a question here because she had an obvious question. What about leaving the dog downstairs until you get up? I'm assuming
he's just going to bark.
That's what my assumption was. Okay. All right. But then for anybody who's listening that, you know, we can't have the dog in the room or for whatever reason, what would you do about, how would you start conditioning out this barking? Well, the thing you got to remember first and foremost that we've already talked about is that a random reward is the strongest way of strengthening canine behavior. So if the barking's going on, if you come out of the bedroom to deal with it, then you risk rewarding the behavior. Because even if you come out to discipline or correct, they're still getting your attention. And sometimes, you know, dogs can be like children, and especially when they get elderly, if they get into the senile situation, negative attention can be just as rewarding as positive, okay, particularly if it's the only thing available. So sometimes they'd rather have you come out and yell at them than no attention at all. So you have to be, you have to keep that in mind. Now, what I would usually start with the small dog and a barking issue, to deal with barking, I have a specific teaching sequence that I use. And most dogs that bark don't know their people want them to be quiet, because dogs start barking, woof, 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 and people start yelling, no, 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 shut up. Well, no, no, no sounds a whole lot like woof, woof, woof. And in the dog world, the pack barks to support the leader. So a lot of times dogs don't have a clue you want them to be quiet. They just think you're barking with them. So when we have a barking problem, the first step that I use is what I call a sound interruption / negative association to interrupt the barking. And I use with small dogs, my first choice is what I call a chink can, a shake can. And to make one, you need an empty aluminum can. And the formula for making these is very critical, okay? An empty aluminum can, and then you put 50 pennies in it. 55-0, which is exactly how many pennies there are in a roll that you get at the bank. So get a roll of penny, put 50 pennies in it, and then duct tape the top. And that, you grab it from the top, not from the side, because aluminum cans aren't as sturdy as they used to be, and you'll squish it if you grab it from the side. You grab it from the top, and when the barking starts, you just do one chink sound at the dog. Now, normally when we'd be dealing with a barking problem, you would be with the dog, and the dog would be like barking at something outside. Now, you said he does that, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. So it might be a wise idea to condition him, to teach him to be quiet when he's barking at something out the window, rather than when you're trying to sleep early in the morning. So the way that you would do this is you'd have your chink can with you, and you go sit in the front room there, and when he starts barking at something, the first thing you do is chink that can big, loud, right in his face. Chink. Okay, now that usually startles the you-know-what out of them, and it's like, and they shut up, okay? Then as soon as he shuts up, instantly you tell him what was wrong, it's wrong, no, tell him what's right, be quiet. Give him only a second to think about it, and as long as he's still quiet, you praise him. Good quiet, that's a good quiet, good quiet. If he barks again, chink, no, be quiet. Good quiet. That's a good quiet. Barks again. Chink. No. Be quiet. Good quiet. Okay. Until the light starts to go on. Oh, I get it. You want me to be quiet. Now, a smart dog may figure out very quickly that you're controlling the chink can and the sound, and they'll just go to the other side of the room or, you know, down the end of the hall and keep barking to get away from the sound. If that's the case, then you put a leash on him and you make him stay with you.
Oh, okay.
Because then they can't avoid the sound. So
okay.
What you're going to work with this in order to teach him what be quiet means.
Uh-huh.
And that you want him to be quiet and what that can's all about. Now, if you had called me about the fact, you know, he barks like a banshee out the window that everybody that passes the house, I'd be having you do this. The first step is stop the barking. But if that was the case, Kathy's chiming in. She wants to know if the chink can works with human family members. I don't know. I've never tried it with humans, Kathy. If that were the case, and I do it two steps, stop, control the barking, and then step two, change the way they feel about the passersby. So once he was quiet, then I'd have you doing positive associations and jolly routines and oh boy cheese whenever somebody walked by. Okay, but we're not dealing with that. That's just for anybody else listening that's dealing with a barking problem. Okay, so remember, if they run away from the sound, put them on a leash, make them stay with you. It's one chink, no, be quiet. Good quiet. Okay. Now, if you only use the can as a tool, and it isn't an extension of your power and leadership, then you know they get used to these sorts of things. So you have to be a good leader as well. But now I'm thinking the best way would be to get a can going today if you can, and start working on the barking so he is understanding that he's to be quiet. And we'll see how the can works. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Then we can start using this. If we were, say, you know, you're in bed, dad leaves, he starts barking. Then what you could do is, you know, have the can next to your bedroom door or something. You would just open your door, reach out your hand, and chink the can, and then close the door. Now, with a lot of dogs, that would work. And he'd go, oh, that's that sound. I got to be quiet. But you might have to do it. Now, do you know, does he come to right outside your door and bark? Or is he in another room and barking?
He's in another room barking.
Okay. So that chink opening the door may or may not work.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be pretty persistent.
But if we'll find out how effective the can is, because a lot of dogs, it's amazingly effective of how quickly they respond. It may be that you'll find that it works really well. You might have to come out of the bedroom and chink it closer to him and tell him to be quiet. And then go back in. Again, I don't want you coming out initially because we risk that being negative reinforcement. But that's the place to start. And then you can contact me off the air and I can, you know, and report, let me know what's going on and I can continue to help you with this.
Oh, that's awesome.
But we can, and then have you call back on Vet Sunday, the 29th of May. We can get you to call in for Dr. Nell's on the second Sunday of June.
Okay.
We can, then the third Sunday, there are our harmonic energy shifters are in. They could look at this energy too. You can contact Darcy Pariso off the air, and you can get her contact at my website, marthanorwalk.com. You know, so there's lots of issues here, but I think where we really... I went through all of that, A, because we had time, B, because, you know, barking is one of the most common problems that people have with dogs, so for anybody else listening, to give them those tools. But I'm feeling like, Trina, the big thing here really was kind of the wake-up call to you that life with dogs has changed since you were a kid.
Yeah.
And they are
yeah.
no longer, don't groom them, don't vet them, don't do this stuff, and they just hang outside until they die. That now they're inside and we groom them and bath them and we spoil them and we let them into the bedroom.
Yeah, and it's not quite that extreme. I do think that there's thought processes like that coming through. But,
right,
you know,
right.
The dogs are bathed and there are treats and there's more attention than they are inside. But I do think this whole issue of him coming into my room stems from that.
Right, and that's what I wanted. That's what I really wanted to get to the bottom with. Is there a real legitimate reason why he can't be in the room, or is this old stuff you inherited, you know, from old family stuff, and we can just let go of it now because it's perfectly okay to have him in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Absolutely, and yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then you know how to contact me off the air. You can go to my website and contact me if you need to. But there's lots more we can do. And just know this, it is resolvable. There are options, but I think the big lesson here is let him in the bedroom.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, and remember, you're going to hold on because we're going to give you the missing link, because I want to get that a senior missing link into him on general principles because of his age. Okay.
Okay. All righty. I very much appreciate it.
All right, you hold on. Kathy will pick you up. Thanks for calling. And keep us posted. Let us know what happens, okay?
I will.
All right. Thanks, Trina. Bye-bye. All right. We are going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. And, we've got another caller, and we still got to get current events in. So stay right where you are. We'll see if we can get to it all. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I'm going to try to cram in everything here in the last 10 minutes of the show. Peg, going to get to you as soon as I can here. I think, Mike, I'm going to do just a quick current events without the music so I can get right to Peg's phone call and hopefully take care of that. So just on the current events calendar, remember, I will be teaching my keys to understanding your animal friends again at Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. It's a two-part class. They do stand separately, so you can take them separately. But the first part is communicating with animals, focusing on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. That will be Wednesday, June 15th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Part two is the human-to-animal transference and learn how your physical, mental, and emotional stuff affects your animals and how to deal with it. You also get more tools for clearing the channels so you can communicate better. That will be Wednesday, June 22nd, 6:30 to 9. Classes individually are $20 a piece or $35 if you take them both. And then, let's see, and that's Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. Call for a reservation, 425-739-4738. That's 425-739-4738. And then, Darcy, we're going to work together the following week, the following Wednesday. She's going to do a communication class for practice with you guys on learning to receive and how to do that. And that'll be at Natural Pet Pantry as well. And then Darcy's got a bunch of stuff going on in coming up in June and July. She will be at the Daylight Healing Center open house in Edmonds on Saturday, June 11th. A Path to Avalon, a second anniversary psychic fair in Arlington on June 18th. And then Natural Pet Pantry for the practice group, Animal Communication, on Wednesday, June 29th, and that'll be 7 to 9:30. And let's see, we'll get to our July stuff when we get closer to July. The Golden Paw Gala, the fundraiser for Everett Arf and the Everett Animal Shelter, is this coming next Saturday, 21st, at the Everett Golf and Country Club. And you can find links and good stuff on all of these things on MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Current Events. Whiskers Gone Wild auction for Missy's Rescue is Saturday, May 21st, 6 p.m. Elliott Bay Brewing Company in Lake City, 6 p.m. And you can purchase tickets by phone at 206-526-1558 or find a link, excuse me, in my Current Events on MarthaNorwalk.com. The Fur Baby Shower at Homeward Pet Adoption Center is also Saturday the 21st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring donations for kitten supplies, and there'll be shelter tools, tours, light refreshments, and fun activities. Homeward Pet on Saturday the 21st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And let's see here. I think that'll do it for Current Events. And if you want all the other things that I didn't have time to go into, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Current Events. You'll find it there. All right, we'll spend our remaining time in Olympia with Peg. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me. Hey,
hi.
Good morning, Peg.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good.
And congratulations, you have a new baby.
I do. With the underlining on baby.
Yeah,
He's 14 months. He's still very much a baby.
Oh, Malone is his name,
he's
right?
Yeah, he's going to be a late bloomer.
And 14 months?
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you had him?
Since he was about 2.5 months.
Really? I didn't realize they had him this long.
Yeah, I've had him for a while.
So what's going on with Malone?
Well, we're still doing some chewing.
Ah.
Of the beds, and he's pretty much going to be on the floor pretty soon to sleep. So, and I've done all the obvious stuff. We've had discussions about it, and
but what is he chewing? He's chewing up bedding on the bed, like your bed or his bed?
No, his own bedding.
His own bedding.
Yeah.
Now, is he sleeping? Is he sleeping in a crate?
We're running out towels. Rips up towels. If he's in a crate, he rips that up. He's enjoying the heck out of it.
Yeah. Did you raise him in a crate?
No, he was in a kennel.
I mean,
he's in a crate when I'm at work. He goes to work with me, and then I can walk him during the day.
Okay, and so he's in a crate.
And then he goes home if it's warm.
And then
he can't be trusted alone without a crate.
At night, is he in the crate?
No.
Okay, so when is he doing?
And he's pretty good at night. He sleeps.
Okay, so when is he doing this chewing? He's just chewing the bedding in the crate. Is that what's going when he's in the crate?
Well, yeah, he does that, and you know, we're down to towels. We're running out of towels.
Well, my basic, with puppies, raising puppies in crates. I never start them with bedding. Empty crate. Because
really?
It's very, very typical for them to chew this stuff up. And once house training is accomplished, we're established on good chewables, I introduce bedding. And the rules are, if you respect it, you don't pee and poop in it, you don't chew it up, you get to keep it. If you do any of those above things, bedding's out.
Okay.
So I'd take the bedding out for a while.
Okay.
But then is he chewing bedding type stuff at other times and other places?
He doesn't chew it at night when he's asleep.
He does not.
No.
Okay. So are there any other times?
I was just fixing some breakfast. Went into the mudroom. He dragged his big pillow in there, and it was all over.
Okay. Well, and then remember the basic principles to raising dogs. It's confinement, supervision, and scheduling. And supervision means, if your eyeballs aren't on them, they're confined in some way, either crated, umbilical corded to you, or whatever. Too much freedom too quickly is the biggest mistake that people make with pups. And the confinement, supervision, and scheduling, in my opinion, for breeds that have these kind of issues, should be for the first year and a half to 2 years of age. Smaller breeds mature faster, and so some of the little ones can earn their freedom at 10 or 12 months. But I didn't start weaning Robbie off his crate until he was over two. He is the most well-behaved, well-mannered, has never ever chewed on anything he shouldn't chew on.
But he
never had an opportunity.
He can chew on, he's supposed to chew on.
Yeah.
It's just that it's much more fun to hear this stuff rip.
Oh, of course. But then that's a no, leave it, find your chew, whatever it is. You can provide, like the knotted rope toys, which are similar to fabric. You can get them some Huggle Hound, which are the soft animal type toys with squeakers in them. I only buy the Huggle Hounds because the fabric is so great that it really, really lasts a long time. So those are a really good soft chewable that is as indestructible as you can really get.
I'll try to look around for some Huggle Hound.
But I would
because
take the...
I've got a whole pile of toys here I still have to sew together again.
I got two full boxes.
I'm terrified of those squeakers because, he's still swallowing stuff.
But I would take the bedding out and do a better job of confinement and supervision. And teaching leave it.
It never occurred to me to just leave the crate bare. I guess that's okay.
Well, that's old school, and I still do it.
Okay.
But Robbie has bedding now, and it's not a problem, but he didn't initially.
Okay. Well, I think that would be a really good start.
All right, excellent. And you call me. You can always call me off the air if you need to.
Okay, thanks a lot, Martha.
And I have stuff to tell you on the other line, Pleckner-related and that sort of stuff, but we're out of time.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, all right. That wraps us up. Have we got normal programming today, Mike? All right. So you can stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. That's coming up right after Animal World. And then, let's see. Next week, we are going to do an encore presentation. It's your chance to hear Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Excuse me. They are, of course, our harmonic energy shifters, and hear them work their magic with our listeners. And the animals and humans both we worked on last time they were on, and some really great information came through in that show. So if you missed it, be sure to tune in. If you want to hear it again, tune in again. And then 2 weeks from today, by special request, I have added a Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame, our favorite Animal World vet, will be in the house, and we'll pick his brain on everything going on. And so mark your calendars, because he's free on the air, and he's a wealth of information, a very balanced approach, and really knows so much about everything, especially immune support for humans and animals, and all kinds of laser therapy. So that's the 29th. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.